Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. That's what I always say. There's nothing new when it comes to this part of the show. Absolutely nothing. I want you involved, I want you engaged, I want you paying attention. Because once you do that, really, seriously, once you... get involved after you've been informed, there's no stopping you. And it scares the crud out of the other people. You know, those other folks. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about Flag Day. Today is Flag Day, which is my dad's birthday. Isn't that interesting? You know, a man born to Italian immigrants, born on Flag Day. He's the big, he's not going to care. He's the big 8-0. Seriously. 80 years old. My granddaughter's like, that's old. Well, if you're 80, it's not old. You know what I mean? So, always a pleasure to have you with me. The first Flag Day, right? It's a celebration of the American flag. It was the introduction of the country's flag. On June 14th, 1777. And as you know, I don't have to tell you this, right? It was made official by the Continental Congress. At the time, come on, how many stars at the time? Answer, quick. Don't laugh. Most people don't know. I know, it sounds kind of crazy, but it's true. A lot of people don't, you know, if you said to them how many stars on a flag when it first appeared, they have no idea. That should scare you in and of itself. And again, go back to why is it so important to us? Right? Why do we care so much about a cloth? As Michelle Obama said, all this for a flag? Because she had no clue as to what that flag was all about. The flag is not the material. It's not the stripes. It's not the stars. It's what it represents, what it has represented. If you really think about it, you look at the representation of what it stands for. Come on, the stripes, you know, right? The 13 original colonies. I don't know. Do we have 51 stars now? Because in D.C. they were flying an American flag with 51 stars on it. Tell me they're not pushing something, right? But the bottom line with it is, and I wonder if they had the foresight to think with that flag, 13 stripes... 13 stars, and they knew the stars would grow. back to what I was saying, though. The flag has nothing to do with the power of the flag, with the design of the flag. It's all about what it represents. When people see, unlike our little spoiled little brats in this country, when people from other countries before Joe Biden have to do all these qualifiers, when people saw that American flag, they knew it was a sign of freedom and independence. When my grandmother, grandfather, mom, aunt, when the Americans came into town, when they saw that those American flags on the Jeeps and the trucks, they knew that they were safe. They knew things were going to change. They felt safe. And you see that all across the globe. No matter what these little turds who are going to tell you that we're oppressive when we go into places, which is a lie. I mean, seriously, it is a lie. When people saw that flag, saw the Americans coming, there was an overpowering sense of joy, freedom, relief. I don't care what anybody's telling you. You need to talk to real immigrants. Don't talk to the kids out the end of the street who feel like they're being oppressed because there's books in the library that they don't much care for. Yeah, go ahead, try that one. See how that works out. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-73. Look, it's an important day. You know that? In 1916, President Woodrow Wilson, he marked the anniversary of that decree by officially establishing June 14th as Flag Day. Now, I don't know how true this is, but when Betsy Ross was sewing the flags or putting together the flag, she told the Washington team they wanted the flag to have 6 stars on it. Again, I don't know how true this is, right? And love this. And she told Washington and team to do 6 stars, A, would take longer and cost more money. And after a short deliberation, they went, oh, the money thing. How much for 5 stars? I'm not joking. True story. Anyway, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus right after this.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. You know, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Like I said, find out what Flag Day is all about, okay? Do a little research, do a little homework. Find out why it shouldn't just go by without any kind of recognition. This is a big deal. This is a big day for the country. It's a big deal for us. And this is how it starts with everything else. They start chipping away at it. They don't make a big deal about it. It starts to go away. No, it shouldn't. It should not. I'll talk about more about this later on in the show, but not now. Let me bring him in. Brad Dinkins joins me, as he does every week, to kind of help you with your legal rights, with your ability to make sure your kids get a proper education, that your religious rights aren't trampled on. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time.
Oh, likewise. Thank you.
Okay, so before we get wrong, because I screw this up all the time, tell people what PJI is, what is Pacific Justice Institute, and what they do and how they can help you.
Oh, you bet. We Pacific Justice Institute, or PJI, is a national organization with offices coast to coast in 20 states committed to defending religious freedom, parental rights, and the sanctity of human life for everyone. We're sort of unique. We don't just cherry-pick a few high-profile cases. We work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. We do our work completely without charge, and right now we have over 90 cases in active litigation. And I don't know if I announced the last show or not. I don't think I did, so I'm going to let you know. We just opened a new office in a new state, North Carolina.
Yep.
And so we've got that attorney is up and running, and we're already looking at two other states, and mm-hmm. I'm going to be flying to one of them in about a month and a half, and meeting with some people to check it out. And so we're very aggressive. We're on the move, and we're aggressively preparing for a number of things, including helping to lobby for parents' rights legislation in a number of states that are real battleground states, as well as pro-life legislation at the state level, which is going to be a very active issue once Roe versus Wade is overturned in less than 2 weeks, probably.
What's he waiting for? What could possibly the justice be waiting for?
No, I know exactly why they're waiting. So
they're going to put it out the day they go on vacation, right?
That's what they always do. The most controversial decisions, they wait till the last day when they're already, out of D.C. That's how they handle it. Now, I thought they might handle it earlier, simply because it leaked and every day the decision's not out is a day that one of them could be shot and assassinated, and change the outcome of the decision by having one less vote. But nonetheless, these justices are very brave, and they're saying, you know what, we're not going to be impacted by these mobs that are doing so under the encouragement and blessings of the Department of Justice, the U.S. FBI, United States Federal Bureau of Investigation, as well as Chuck Schumer and Biden. So, I've never seen the federal government engage in such open, tyrannical intimidation and threat to our three branches of government in my life. And it's still going on. They're still not protecting these justices, where they have the mob still demonstrating outside their houses in clear, indisputable violation of federal law, which protects judges from this kind of intimidation and threat.
Listen, that can't be true, because Nancy said that no one is above the law, so I am sure if this was really illegal, there would be somebody out there arresting these people in droves, don't you?
but they're not, and of course her husband is clearly not above the law, right? That's why they're probably not going to press charges against his DUI, blatant DUI behavior that he was pulled over for. So, no,
charges. No charges are going to be filed. Everything's cool. Everything's wonderful. Life is good.
Yeah, the bottom line is the Democrats are the most elitist party in the world. They really honestly believe, I think, that there are two kinds of human beings. There's the elite, like Newsom, who goes into restaurants while everyone's supposed to be locked down, and he's in the French Laundry restaurant. And I mean, they just they're adamant, like, we the commoners must do this, but they are above the law. They don't get prosecuted for crimes. And I think the American people should be really ticked off about this, no matter what party they're a part of, because I've never seen also such blatant just disregard for the law and enforcement of the law for the elite that I've seen, just in the last couple of years.
I like that.
By the Democrats.
You called us commoners. I like that. I thought that was funny.
Well, that's how we're being treated. everyone's being treated. We're like the commoners and the ignorant commoners, as if, like, they can do all this stuff and we're not going to notice it, I have a hard time seeing how anyone can vote for Pelosi when her husband and their family be treated like they're the elite. And, And, you know, like I said, we're the inferiors, the common, the ignorant commoners.
Get with the program. They are the elite. Don't you know that?
Well, that seems to be what how law enforcement and the Department of Justice, et cetera, seems to think, which, you know, we saw it with Hillary Clinton, you know, not the same standard as everyone else. We see this over and over again, and I think the American people want to see change. And I think the Republicans are ready to give them that kind of change when they take over the House and the Senate this November, and then the presidency in 2024.
Yeah, you know what, Mr. Optimistic, I hope you're right. I really do. I hope you're right, because I think, but what I don't want to see, I want to see the Republicans grow a spine, actually put laws out there, not just do trial after trial after trial, actually have laws out there that will, you know, make a difference, make a change. Be ready to pass the law in a heartbeat when it comes to, you know, Joey B. putting out his edicts. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean,
oh, yeah. And,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and I think, let me say this. I think they get it this time. Republicans get it, that if they don't act and the people don't see decisive action on a number of issues, including, you know, starting allowing oil to be drilled again on government land, as it has been prior to the Biden administration, allow our border to be protected, allow spending to be brought in and our economy, you know, saved from outrageous inflationary spending. I think that if we don't see it, that's just a few things that then I think we'll, you know, we'll have another turnover. And I think Republicans get that. I think we'll see some very major changes.
Yeah, I hope you're right. Joe, your host. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up with Brad after this.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. President Biden will be traveling to Germany and Spain later this month to attend the Group of Seven meeting and the NATO summit in Madrid. And there's more travel scheduled for next month.
President Biden plans to visit the Middle East in July. Biden is expected to visit Israel and the Palestinian Authority on July 14th and 15th before traveling to Saudi Arabia. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A spokesperson said the administration had considered adding the Middle East visit to the president's trip to Europe this month, but concluded it's best to do a standalone trip to the region. Donald Trump's former campaign manager, Bill Stepien, abruptly pulled out of Monday's appearance before the House committee investigating the January 6th riot at the Capitol, citing a family emergency. The committee was told on Monday morning that Stepien's wife was in labor. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Well, I'm back anyway. Joe Massey, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. The way you do that is you get informed. Let's go to Ed in Washington State. Ed, thanks for calling.
Yeah, hey, nothing earth-shattering. I just wanted to remind some people that you should mention the fact that all these pregnancy resource centers have been damaged and attacked and bombed, and nobody mentions that in the news media. And it's a shame because these are important. They diminish the fact of, they say, oh, a fire was started or it developed a fire. It doesn't talk about it being a yep. Molotov cocktail being thrown into the place.
No. And are you shocked?
Well, no, I'm not. It's just by telling you, maybe someone else will hear and say, why aren't they? You know, it's just one more thing why they're not doing the job. But under Article 1 of our Constitution, Section 9, it talks about the fact that there is, in this country, no title or nobility shall be granted by the United States, and yet the very people you're talking about might want to ask them, have they ever read the Constitution in regards to different things that they feel that they shouldn't have to abide by?
But Ed, if you talk with them, they are abiding by it. They do follow the Constitution. We're the ones that trample all over it.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, the good thing is there is still a lot of good at subordinate people because I talked to quite a few. And they're the ones that are trying to minimize the ignorance, incompetence, and corruption in our government. And they should be held, although they can't be fired but unless they stand up in unison. They won't make it to the next budget because the Whistleblower Act doesn't protect them, so they have to talk up, stand up in unison. But the fact is they are there doing their job. It's just that we need to get more of them to stand up in unison and say, no, enough is enough.
All right, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Brad. This is Brad Davis.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say I agree with what he said. In fact, on my show today, there's a whole list. I don't have it in the my list is in the other room, but there's a whole list of pro-life centers that have been bombed, set on fire. And you're right, the media is not talking about it. If this was the other way around, if these were abortion clinics, they'd be all over the news. It'd be the front headline.
724. Yep.
Right. But No, it is very disturbing to see that many attacked and bombed. And so far, I haven't heard a report of one suspect being arrested for any of them. So that's, and I don't expect the FBI to do anything. They can't be counted on to enforce the law for we the people equally and fairly and justly. We've seen tremendous inconsistencies. This is something that we the people have to take notice of, and we have to do like this gentleman did and remind us of it and to point out what's taking place and just be inspired all the more to go to the polls and vote in people who do respect the law and are not tyrants or allow bureaucrats to behave in a tyrannical manner like we've seen.
Yeah, we've allowed them to get to this point. We've allowed them to feel like they're the gods of today, that they're the gods of Mount Olympus in the new era. And we've done that by letting them get away with what they get away with. At least that's how I feel about it anyway.
Yeah, it's the voters. Governor Gavin Newsom, there was a full, bona fide recall election. And, some say it was because of voter fraud, massive voter fraud. I'm sure there was massive voter fraud. The Democrats rely on that tremendously these days. But on the other hand, to what extent was it where there are just that many Californians who don't mind being treated like second-class citizens relative to the elite, almighty king, Gavin Newsom, who doesn't abide by the laws and the mandates that he strikes down for everyone else. It's just it's really surprising that people really are willing to, just subrogate themselves to such inferiority mindsets.
It's fear. Listen. If you did some of the exit stuff that I do and some of the other guys like me do, it wasn't that the governor was doing a great job. You never heard anybody come out of the polls at all on the exit polling saying, he's doing a fantastic job. I don't see any reason to replace him. And it's a right-wing conspiracy and yada, yada, yada. They were afraid of Republicans. I'd rather have him than Republican rule. I don't want to have Republicans in charge. I mean, that was what they were saying leaving the polls. It shows you what a great job they do of getting a message, whatever the message is, out there.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. And but I think that there's a certain point where the voters need to realize there has to be change. Crime is increasing. The economy is going down the drain. Yep. Caterpillar just announced it's moving to Texas.
Yep.
A
couple of large companies just announced that they were leaving California because it was too expensive to do business here anymore.
Right.
And that was just one.
Yeah. So it's, to what point do we have to become like a third world country before people realize, golly gee, maybe we're heading the wrong direction? I know there's a lot of people smoking pot, but I mean, even marijuana shouldn't distort our perception of reality that much.
Well, today's marijuana, mate. You know what I'm saying?
It is nine times stronger. That's true.
It's really, really, really bad. Anyway, again, now you recently are a case about not foster parents but adoption, and there's also, I didn't know about this. This is news to me. There's a legislative process for over 10 years working with you guys have worked with policymakers to craft bills that will preserve and uphold religious freedoms. Right now, I guess there's some bills trying to make their way through to make it unlawful for you denying foster care or being a foster parent based on your religious background. You mean that's happening?
Yeah, legislation, state legislation that would prevent parents from being able to be foster parents if they have traditional Christian beliefs and values. It would just completely disqualify them, which is a terrible, terrible thing because, we need foster parents. It's not like there's an abundance of them. And we want foster parents who don't do it just for to supplement their income. We want foster parents who really have a love and compassion and care for children. And generally speaking, those who are strong in their faith are generally not motivated by money. They're actually motivated with a love for these kids. And they're the ones that we want to have as foster parents, but they're going to be potentially completely eliminated from being able to do so. And we're talking I know specifically about the, for example, the state of Oregon. This is something that they're moving on right now, and we're already in the process of challenging that.
Yeah, it's amazing. Some of the stuff that I see happening when it comes to the Christian community, what people are doing to the Christian community, what the agencies and school boards, water boards, city councils, and some of the stuff that they're not allowing committed Christians to do is just amazing. And at some point in time, these will have to make it to the Supreme Court if they're not stopped at the local level or stopped at, a circuit court. But even the Ninth Circuit Court sometimes has just totally confused me in the way that they've ruled on some of these things. But did you ever think you'd have to have this kind of stuff maybe making it all the way to the Supreme Court?
Yeah, I know it's pretty crazy. And in fact, you know, there was even a study done by the psychology department of the University of Texas at Austin, a very liberal, very very liberal university in a liberal town. On a very liberal department, the psychology department, they did a thorough study of what happens to children and who are in different foster parent scenarios. I won't get into all the details, but what it concluded was that children who were put into foster homes where you had a mom and a dad with a traditional framework with some kind of religious value structure, those children overwhelmingly, believe it or not, actually turned out better, more likely to go on for higher education, less likely to do drugs, less likely to have teenage pregnancy, to commit suicide.
You're making this up.
Yeah. And yet, no, it was a peer-to-peer reviewed study, and the results were not even from a professor who was looking for this. It was actually a surprise to the department. But that information, it's there, it's established. And yet we have policymakers saying, we don't care about the facts. We don't care about science. We don't care about the children. We only care about our extremist leftist political agenda at the expense of everything else.
Wow. That's amazing. All right, Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Brad and I will be back in just a few minutes. Really, seriously, heat up your coffee and come on back.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time.
Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Thomas is your host. Always a pleasure to have you on. Get caught up in some of the stuff you guys send to read. I will just say one thing, and I'm not trying to be mean. Don't send me stuff to read during a segment that has nothing to do with the segment we're doing. Please, pay attention. Joe Basile, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Brad Dacus joins me. Brad Dacus? Wow. Must have been your high school name. Brad Dacus. Brad Dacus. Well, in the courtroom, we should call him Big Bad Brad. It joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org. Check them out. They're doing a lot of good things for you, a lot of good things for our young people, protecting their rights. So much appreciate the time that you're spending with me, Brad. So, again, to your point, a lot of good stuff coming up. Hey, one of the questions that was asked during the break was, and if I don't ask you, I'll forget, and then they'll think I just was ignoring them. So, you know, you've got this law that's going to be passed by the California legislature. If it hasn't already been, because I haven't checked up on it, where 12-year-olds would be able to basically make decisions on their own medical treatment. Is that something that can be fought? Does it make any sense?
No, I know it doesn't, because generally speaking, minors at the age of 12 cannot make medical decisions. But because the left is so emphatic in their ideology and their cultic adoration of COVID vaccines. They say, oh, no, we're making an exception. We want this law to say that 12-year-olds, when it comes to our great, holy, super controversial vaccines for COVID, that they should be able to get that injected. And even with parents objecting to it, it doesn't matter what the parents know about the child's prior medical condition and history. That child should be able to say yes, you know, and gets a free piece of pizza and Coca-Cola during lunchtime. That's pending right now in the state legislature. We at Pacific Justice have filed a legal opinion letter why we think it is outrageous and will likely be challenged as unconstitutional to the rights of parents if it should pass and be signed into law by Governor Gavin Newsom. So it just shows you how extreme the left is in controlling our lives and undermining the rights of parents on something of a medical nature, which is very unprecedented when it comes to issues of medical health of minors.
You know, I find this interesting that these children can't enter into a contract to buy anything. They couldn't buy their own phone. They can't open up a bank account. I mean, there's a whole bunch of a gazillion things that are less damaging to the body, and yet something this dangerous or this, I mean, the kids don't know what they're allergic to, not allergic to, or what have you.
Right.
They're allowed to do this. I mean, is there a way? Can there be a way? You said you're going to challenge it. Do you see any, Mr. Optimist, do you see a win in that area? Could
yeah,
you
quite
see a win in that area?
Yeah, quite possibly. A lower court already struck down something very similar to that out of Washington, D.C. But that doesn't stop California, the governor and legislature, to pass laws that make no sense. You know, they passed a law once requiring pro-life clinics to have a large sign advertising where women can get a free or low-cost abortion in the waiting room of a pro-life clinic. That was required by law. We took it all the way to the Supreme Court that struck it down and says, really, are you guys serious in California? You actually think you can do this? I guess a private religious service entity to require them to advertise for something is like requiring the Alcoholics Anonymous to have a big sign telling their participants where they can get free booze. I mean, it makes absolutely no sense. So that's how crazy California is, and we are in a position where we have to do that. We had about a year ago, we had to take another ultimatum all the way to the Supreme Court. It said people, you know, couldn't go to inside a church and have a church worship service. We represented five churches, and Supreme Court said to Governor Gavin Newsom in Santa Clara County, "Are you guys really? You really think that you can allow people to go into liquor stores and restaurants and department stores, but you're not? They can be prevented from going to church, really?" And they said, "Absolutely not." Or when they ordered the state to stop their policy, so. California keeps us very busy, but they don't always have common sense.
No, and again, it seems to be that everything they work at, everything they poke at, has to do with a total affront, frankly and honestly, to God. There's nothing there that they think is sacred or real.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah,
you know,
correct.
I mean, yet, more than that coming down the pike, too, against kids and parents. It's further separating the authority of a parent, isn't there?
No, yes, there definitely is, and so I you know, even in the education system where they're bringing in things and promoting things of a sexual nature and sexuality and sexual identity down to children all the way down to the kindergarten level, in violation of parental notice or even by ignoring parental requests to the contrary, things that are just absurd and unbelievable. We see that taking place in California. That's why one reason why we at Pacific Justice Institute have six offices now in California. Six offices.
That's not enough. You need about 10 more.
Yeah, in just one state. Because this is like the epicenter. This is the beaches of Omaha in the fight for religious freedom and parental rights. I am an optimist, but I will say this. As an optimist, I will say this. Yes, we have a lot of stuff going on. But I would have to say never in my life has the issue of parental rights been so high among the voters, as we saw in Virginia, and as we saw in San Francisco, you know, with the school board. I think we're going to see parental rights at a level this election that we've never seen before. I think we're going to see legislation corresponding with that, and especially in the red states, shoring up the rights of parents, respecting the rights of parents, as well as religious freedom, as well as reasonable legislation protecting the preborn from being terminated and murdered. So, you know, we have crazy things happening, but especially in the red states and then moving into some of the blue states, I think we're going to see some great legislative reform like we've never seen before, partly because of the lunacy.
I hope you're right. Yeah. I mean, seriously, again, I look at some of this stuff. I look at what's going on out there, and I think, you know, they're so bent on making sure they totally destroy our young children that they don't be. Look at fentanyl deaths, drug deaths last year, 100,000 plus. Not a word. Not hearing it anywhere. 98% of the fentanyl comes up through the border illegally, and yet nothing. Not a word.
You know, and we have the ability to stop
it. It's on purpose.
We have the ability. Yeah, we have the ability, indisputably, to stop it in its tracks, but the Biden administration is refusing to do that. Instead, they're saying, come on in mass, and they're even providing the buses and the planes for people to come across the border and never to be seen again. So this is a reality, but the American people see it. The polls are showing it. And I think we're going to see a real nice response in November.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to go way over in the Twilight Zone with me for a minute, okay?
Okay.
you read these articles from time to time, and they're totally true. When you get into school and you get some of these teachers talking to these elementary school kids about sex, they're not talking about the different genders. They're talking about actual sex, having sex, that kind of stuff, right? If I was in a... I don't know. I'm in my business office, and I start talking to my colleagues out loud about sex or what have you, and it's unwanted. I mean, I can be brought up on sexual harassment charges, right?
Oh, correct, yes.
So what is to stop us from putting some kind of lawsuit together to go after the school district / teachers the same way?
Well, you don't have the same legislation regarding harassment in public schools as you do in the workplace. I frankly think it'd be an excellent idea, and I know we've suggested it before, that some of that same Title VII protection, et cetera, be carried over and applied to the public schools in the classrooms to protect against a lot of this. But, we don't have the votes in the state legislature to bring that into fruition. But you're absolutely right. It makes no sense.
But what about at the judge level? Look, here's the thing. If I remember a guy at my work 170 years ago, you know, working on computers, and what he did was he put some sexually explicit pictures up on the screen. So when certain people at certain desks would, you know, the screen would come back from a screensaver, there would be some sexually explicit pictures there. Now you have kids in a classroom. Now I'm not talking about 16, 17, 18-year-olds. I'm talking about 8, 9, 10-year-olds that are looking at sexually explicit, you know, drawings of people having sex.
Yeah.
And so I can't take that and go to a judge and go, look, I don't care what the education, this kid didn't sign up for it, I didn't sign up for it. You got about 30 seconds. Go.
Yeah, we may have some judges like that out there, but it's they'd be in the minority, and courts generally give, quote, great deference to public schools when it comes to education, including even sex education in the state of California. And that needs to change, and that will change, I think, if we have a turnover in the state legislature and, of course, some good federal legislation as well down the road.
Listen, Mr. Optimist, that didn't sound very optimistic, but anyhow.
I know.
All right, always a pleasure. Brad, people, check them out, pji.org, pji.org. Go donate. If you're looking for somebody to help out, if you're looking for a real group of people that are actually doing great things, pji.org. Be back in a little bit. We're going to find out why you should buy gold and silver and God.